How can I express all the thoughts and emotions that swirl through my head? I can imagine you gazing out over the ice cap from those remarkable summits, into the white light and the blue shadows, dreaming of adventures still to come. I remember my own days up high, the feeling of lightness as the earth drops away, the moments of pure grace when nothing matters except the next move, setting a foot just so, feeling the solid thunk of an axe, the calmness of my heart and my mind. I know that's what you're searching for, but it's not always what you get.
Next week, we would be celebrating Flat Point, but like so many other events, it was necessary to reorganize to allow for social distancing to slow the spread of COVID-19. And so 5 Point 2020 has been moved to mid-October, but is also offering a virtual festival this coming week at no charge. I am joined by 5 Point Film Festival Executive Director Regna Jones. Regna, how are you today? And could you please tell us about 5 Point Unlocked?
Yeah, hi. Thank you so much for calling me. Been a whirlwind, I know, for everybody, but we really feel that, you know, the world needs 5 Point film and our type of programming and what we can offer probably now more than ever. And, you know, the fact that we're all sort of in lockdown in our living rooms and working virtually, we thought that this was a great way for us to step into that space by offering some new programming for everybody during the time that we would have had our festival. So 5 Point Unlocked is a virtual offering in three parts. It's going to be live on YouTube Premiere starting on Wednesday, Earth Day, April 22nd, and then again on Friday, the 24th, and then on Sunday, the 26th. These are all new programs featuring some of our favorite films from the archives. And then we also have these special segments called Life in Lockdown with special guests. So we have some surprises for people. And hosts Chris Davenport, Wade Newsom, and Ruben Sadowski. This programming has been put together with Julie Kennedy, our founder, and Charlie Turnbull, our program director. So they've dug into 12 years of festival films and put together three really special 90-minute segments for people to watch and enjoy from their living rooms here around the time that we would have had our festival.
And so it's sort of a retrospective best of 5 Point since the beginning.
Yeah.
How exciting.
Yeah, exactly. But it's, you know, pieced together and, you know, curated together from all of those festivals into a whole new program, and again with these special live segments from people that we're calling Life in Lockdown. So we do have some surprises in there, and just really excited to share the 5 Point love and the vibe that, you know, will inspire all of us right now. You know, if we can't be together in person, then we can be together virtually, and that's what we're offering. So we're encouraging people to get, you know, popcorn and order takeout from their restaurants and gather around at home and just feel the warmth.
And to have 5 Point founder Julie Kennedy as a guest programmer certainly is really special. Is this more involved than she's been in recent years?
Yeah, it is. We initially asked her to host one of these segments, and, you know, through the process, as many of us who know Julie, you know, she's like, guys, we just got to go big or go home. This is 5 Point, you know? So we got really excited. And next thing you know, we're like, hey, you want to just be our guest programmer? Let's do this together. You know, you know these films the best, and you know 5 Point and our audience, and, you know, let's get you involved in that way. And she was has been so wonderful to work with, and working on this program just tirelessly. And I think we just finally got them all locked as of last night late. So things are getting rendered and put together, and we're just really excited to share.
It's really inspiring to see your team take this as an opportunity to do something that otherwise wouldn't have come about. And I know there was a lot of planning around the 40th anniversary of Earth Day, so to commemorate it in a different way while still hosting the 2020 festival later in October, I think it's really cool to see that outcome and to see you be dynamic.
Yeah, well, thank you for that. It's actually the 50th anniversary of Earth Day.
Oh, wow, my mistake. 50th.
Wow. Yeah, yeah. So 1970 was the first Earth Day. Yeah, you know, we just, obviously for Five Point, you know, it's Earth Day every day, right? So the programming is still just going to be great Five Point inspiration and stoke and adventure and, you know, all the feels, as we like to say. But, yeah, just a nice nod to, you know, taking care of our Earth and what we need to do as communities and as cultures to, you know, step into really, you know, our five points, which are purpose, respect, commitment, humility, and balance. I mean, I've been thinking about these points a lot over the past, you know, 5-6 weeks, and I feel like they're just so relevant if we can kind of dig into what each of those principles and values means to us, then, you know, we can make the world a better place. Just one person at a time, we got to hang in there and take this as an opportunity to, you know, evaluate what's really important, I think.
You know, we've heard a lot from people saying that how we emerge from this is really our decision, and the choices we make during this difficult time are going to directly influence the kind of world that emerges from this time. So really good to see Five Point doing your part, reminding people of your principal values and finding ways to incorporate those into our lives nonetheless, even if we can't really have the interactions that we're used to.
No, I think it is. It's a huge opportunity, and there's a lot of uncertainty. And, you know, I'm really finding a kind of a sweet spot of surrender right now, you know, where I'm trying to acknowledge and just recognize, like, you know, the world has changed. And in that, you know, rather than kind of going towards the fear side of, you know, what's going to happen and oh my gosh, you know, I'm just really starting to settle in personally into this kind of curiosity and intention around looking at this new landscape and seeing what's important and what isn't, because it's okay to let go of those things that aren't important anymore. And it's time, you know, and I think a lot of people are doing that. And I'm just so blown away by the creativity that's coming out of this. You know, obviously globally, we're seeing that with artists and musicians and filmmakers, you know, sharing their talent and their work together. But even just here in Carbondale, it's just been so amazing to watch. So sharing this kind of programming with everybody, we're super excited for Five Point to go global. And, you know, put this message and these awesome stories in front of people and really, you know, remind everyone that it's a beautiful world out there and beautiful people.
Well, once again, Five Point Unlocked will be on Wednesday, April 22nd, Friday, April 24th, and Sunday, April 26th. Does YouTube Premiere allow for comments in real time?
Yeah, it does. So that's going to be fun. And we're trying to come up with maybe some little incentives for people to take pictures of themselves and post them on Instagram, you know, on their couches and stuff. And yeah, that'll be a fun element to this for sure.
So we'll be interactive and there will be community. Well, the website is the number 5 and then the words pointfilm.org. And that's where people can register to watch this really cool event. We really appreciate your time, Regna Jones, Executive Director for Five Point Film Festival.
Thank you. It was a pleasure to speak with you, and I look forward to when we can see each other again.
Remember one thing. All this noise is someone else's story, not yours. As best you can, clear your mind of the chatter. Don't think about how your life will look to anyone else. Make choices based on your values, your analysis, your intuition, and your dreams.